Today we are beginning the fourth topic in Parshas Lech Lecha, which is the promises and covenant between Hashem and Avram. We're going to begin lesson 67, where Hashem promises things to Avram. We're beginning Perek Tesvav, chapter 15. We're going to learn six psukim, psukim Aleph Tevav 1 to 6, in the Simonim Tanakh. We are on page 20, third line from the top. The margin says, Havtochas Hazera LeAvram, the promise of children to Avram.
Achar hadvorim ho'ele ho'yodvar adoinoy el Avram b'machaseh le'mor al tiro Avram anochi mogen loch schorcho harbei me'od. Vayomer Avram, Adonai Elohim, Amati Tehen Aliv, Anochi Olech Ariri, Uven Meshek Beisi, Hu Damesek Eliezer. Vayomer Avram, Hein Ali Lonosato Zora, Vine Ven Beisi Yoresho Si, Vine Dvar Adonai Elov Lemor Lo Yiroshecho Ze. Kim asher yetze mi me'echa hu yiroshecha. Ve'yotze osa hachutza v'yomer habet no hashomayma. U'sevor hakochavim im tuchal lispor osam. V'yomer lo ko yiezarecha. V'hemin ba'adoinoi v'yachshve holod tzedakam.
Let's take a look at the psukim today. Now, we are dealing, the war with the four kings is over, and that's described in the next first three words. Achar, after, had devarim ha'elu ha'elu, these things, after these things happened, the war against the four kings, Avram is concerned. He has concerns post-battle that Hashem is going to come and alleviate for him. And that's the connection of this new chapter to the last chapter. So it was after these things, Devar Adonai El Avram, the Devar, the word of the all-merciful king, was to Avram. And how did he speak to Avram? Bamachazeh, in a prophetic vision, Lemor saying. In other words, a state of prophecy where only the prophet sees and hears what's going on. And therefore, to address the fact that Avram was worried, Hashem says, Al tira Avram, Avram, al, don't tira, be afraid. He was afraid of two things. The first thing he was afraid of is that after this great battle, maybe other nations would gather together to fight against him. So there was a real legitimate concern. He didn't want to spend the rest of his life fighting battles. So Hashem says, Anochi, I mogein loch. Mogein is a shield. I am a shield for you. You need not worry about having to fight any more battles. That was his first concern. His second concern was God did incredible miracles to help Avram win the battle, and righteous people are concerned that perhaps one had to withdraw merits from one's spiritual account in order to have the blessing of these miracles. So he's afraid his spiritual account may be depleted. So Hashem says, no, Scharcha, your reward, Harbe, is a lot, Ma'od, very much. You still have a great amount of reward, and that's reward of this physical world. Now, certainly Avram would not deny what Hashem is giving him. He did not doubt all the rewards if Hashem said so. He did not deny. Hashem has told him a few times he will have children. Avram didn't deny that as well. But he's wondering like this, he says, and he looked in the stars, and the stars were showing that it was not very easy for him to have children. It would take a great confluence of certain astrological conditions that the Malbim explains in great detail. It would only happen once every 12 or 13 years. So he felt that, yes, I may have children, I don't doubt it, but the children may come when I'm at a very advanced age, at a point where your blessing may come true, but it won't really be of much help. And this is the focus of Avram's questioning over here. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Avram, and Avram says, Adonai Elohim. Adonai means my master, it's the name of Hashem, Elohim. Elohim, which even though it's spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, it's pronounced Elohim. where, again, the all-merciful God, Ma titain li, literally means, Ma, what titain will you give me? Meaning, what use is it for you to give me great rewards? The problem, there's two problems. Number one, Va'anochi holech ariri, I am going in life, ariri, childless. I don't have any children who will benefit from the great physical rewards you are going to have. And all I have now, Ben Meshek Basi, the Ben, the person of Meshek. Meshek here means in charge. Basi of my house. And the person in charge of my house, who he is, Damesek Eliezer. Eliezer from the place of Damesek, which is Damascus. So Avram's saying, all I have in my family, of my entourage of people, is a servant who's not a relative, and he's not even from my land. He's from Damascus, and he's not from Haran. So number one, if you're going to give me all this wealth, there's no use of this wealth in my lifetime. And now in Pasuk Gimli says, and even if I do have a child, and I'll have a child later in life, Vayomer Avram, and Avram says, hey, and behold, lead to me, lo nasatas, or you have not given me children yet. And even if you give me children at an advanced age, who will take care of the wealth? Vihine, behold, Ben Basi, the person from my house, which is referring back to Eliezer, he will yoresh osi, he will inherit me. He'll be older. My little baby boy will not be old enough to know what's going on. And the servant will take everything, so my child won't have anything. So I don't doubt that you're going to give me children. But really, what's the use of the reward? I don't need this kind of reward. So to this, Hashem responds in Pasuk Dalet, V'hinei dvar Adonoi elov lemor, and behold, the word of Hashem to him saying was as such. First of all, don't worry. Lo yirash chazet. This one, Eliezer, lo will not yirash, will not inherit you. Your son will. Ki'im, but only. Who will inherit you? Asher, that yetze, who he will come out. Mi me echa, from inside your body. Who he will yirashcha, will inherit you. You will have a child, and he will be born not at such an advanced age. And nothing to worry about. All this great reward and this bounty that you will have from me, you, your son will have it and will use it properly. Now, of course, this would need a miraculous change of nature for this to happen. And Hashem gives Avram the opportunity to see this. Pasuk Vav, hey, Vayotze Oso, and Hashem, and he took him out. Vayotze, he took out Oso, him, Avram Achutza, outside, to the outside. The simple meaning is he took him outside. Vayomer, he says, Habetna, please look. Hashamayma, to the heavens. Usvor hakochavim, and count the stars. Imtucha lisporosam, if you're able to count them. Again, he's referring to there's so many stars. Is it possible to count all the stars? And there's so many stars. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Hashem said, you see how many stars are there? Ko, like this. Yihyeh will be, zaracho, will be your seed, will be your children. The deeper pshat is, when Hashem took him out, he took him, as it were, the Medrash uses an expression, he took him outside the sphere of the cosmos. He took him beyond, and he's saying, he took him out of the mazal, over the... over the power of the astrological forces. And from this pasuk we learn, Ein mazal li Yisrael. The Jews are not controlled by the mazalot, by the constellations. Yes, the constellations work in concert with Hashem's will. And yes, Avram saw he was not destined to have children easily, and if he would, it would be at a very advanced age. And Hashem says, I'm going to take you out of the forces of nature, and you will be beyond the forces of nature. Now, this would require a lot of trust in God, because Avram was able to see that God was doing some miracles for him. There's no question about it. But now there's a full disruption of the natural order of things, which would mean that there's a tremendous amount of divine supervision going on that he had not yet seen. This would take a degree of bitachon. So Pasuk Vav says, Vehemin, and he believed, he trusted Badonoi from the All-Merciful One, that Hashem could totally change his mazal, And as a response to that, Vayach Sheveho, from the word Chashav, to think. And he considered it, and Hashem considered what Avram's belief lo to him, for him, for Avram, he considered for him tzedakah, an act of righteousness. Rashi holds that this is one of the tests, one of the 10 tests of Avram, that he had strong belief in what Hashem told him. The Rambam does not list this as one of the tests, so it's again a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam if this indeed is a test. But we see how these psukim are very fitting to go right after the battle with the four kings, because Avram had all these concerns, and Hashem says there's nothing to be concerned about. What you've done is amazing, and there's great rewards heading for you. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one, Targum, translate the word b'machazeh. B'machazeh means in a prophetic vision. 2. Ma Omar Hashem, what did Hashem say, binavua, in the prophecy, la'avram, to Avram, acharei mulchamas arbas hamlochim, after the battle with the four kings, he told him not to worry, that he will be his shield, and he has a great reward. 3. Mima hivtiach Hashem la'avram, sho yifchad acharei mulchamas arbas hamlochim, from what things did Hashem promise Avram not to be afraid of after the battle of the two kings? Number one is afraid that the non-Jews would want to attack them. So Hashem says, don't worry about that. I'll be a shield against any of that. And Avram was secondly concerned that he used up his spiritual merits by benefiting from Hashem's miracles. And Hashem said, no, your merits are still great. 4. Targum, translate the word mogein. Mogein means a shield. 5. Targum, schorcha. Schorcha means your reward. 6. I'm Avtiach Hashem L'Avram Scharav. Did Hashem promise a lot of reward to Avram? Amase Avram, for the action on the actions of Avram, but Muhammad Sarba Malachim, with the war of the four kings? Yes. 7. Kishivtiach Hashem L'Avram Schar Harber. When Hashem promised him a lot of reward, Ma Amar Avram Hashem. What did Avram say to Hashem? He said, Hashem, what good is all this reward for me if my son, if it'll never come to my son, and will only come to my servant? 8. Ma hoyo kavonas tshuvaso. What did Avram really mean? Well, I kind of answered that already when he said, ma titeli. He means to say that right now I don't have children, so the reward is of no benefit. Even if I will have children at an advanced age, they'll be too young to be able to inherit it, and my servant will inherit it instead. 9. Mi shalami, who asked from who? Ma titeli, what can you give me? Avram asked that of Hashem. 10. Targum ariri, translate ariri. Ariri means childless. 11. Targum meshek. Meshek means the one in charge of. Not to be confused with damesek. Damesek means from Damascus, with a sin. This is Meshek, means the one in charge of. 12. Mihaya Eved Aroshi Beveis Avram. Who was the head servant in the house of Avram? It was Eliezer. 13. May Efo. From where Haya Eliezer Eved Avram? Where did Eliezer, the servant of Avram, come from? He came from Damesek, Damascus. 14. Lefi Tanis Avram. According to Avram's claim, Mi Yirasha. So who will inherit him Achrei Shemos, after he dies? Eliezer. 15. Ha'im ha'skim Hashem l'Avram. Does Hashem agree with Avram? She'Eliezer avdo yirasha. So that Eliezer's servant will inherit him. He does not agree. 16. Targum, translate the word me'echa. Me'echa, me'ayich rather, or mime'echa. It means from your insides. 17. Lefi avtachas Hashem, according to Hashem's promise, l'Avram, me'efo yava hayersho, where will his inheritor come from? It'll come mimeyecha, from your insides. It'll be one of your children. 12. Targum achutza, what does achutza mean? To the outside. 19. Le'efo hotz Hashem as Avram k'shivtich lo banim, where did Hashem take Avram when he promised him children? Madua, and why? He took him achutza, outside. Madua, why? To count the stars, number one. And number two, to show him that he is outside of the laws of nature. 20. Targum habet. What does habet mean? To look, to gaze at a big panoramic view. 21. Targum usvar. What does usvar mean? And count. 22. Ayim niten lisparkov, and can you count the stars? Is it possible? No. 23. Targem ko. What does the word ko mean? Like this. 24. Lefi avtachas Hashem l'Avram. According to Hashem's promise, Avram, ad kama yigdol zaro. How much will his seed grow? It will grow as much as the stars in the heavens. 25. Ha'im hemin Avram l'avtachas Hashem l'seis lo zerarav. Did Avram believe Hashem's promise that Hashem will give him a lot of children? Yes. 26. Translate, targame the word vayach shaveh, means, and he considered it as. 27. Mahich shiv Hashem. What did Hashem consider? Es emunas Avram bo legabe avtachas zer. How did he consider the faith of Avram in his promise? He considered it as a tzedakah, as a righteousness. 28. Al min emar, upon whom was it said? Valman emar, and about what was it said? Vayachshevel lo letzedakah. Hashem considered it to him for a tzedakah, righteousness. We're speaking about Hashem thought about it. Hashem considered it, and he considered it about Avram, that his trust in Hashem was a righteous act. Let's go over the psukim, pasuk aleph. Achar hadvarim ha'ele, hayod var adoinoy el Avram b'machazele, mor al tiro Avram, anochi mogen loch schorcha harbe miyod. Vayomer Avram, Adonai Elohim, amati tein aliva anochi holech ariri, uven meshek beisi hu damesek Eliezer. Vayomer Avram, hein ali lo nosata zora, vine ven beisi yoresh osi. Vihine dvar Adonai elov lemor lo yiroshechoz, ki masher yetze mi me echo hu yiroshecho. Vayotzeo so achutzo. Vayomer habet no hashomaimo. Usevora kochavim imtuchal lispor osom. Vayomer lo ko yihye zarecho. Vehemin ba'adoinoi vayachshevelo tzedakam. You now have over Shabbos to review the six lessons, lessons 62 through 67. Please make sure to review this lesson as well, and there'll be a review sheet reviewing the lessons of this week. Have a good Shabbos.